Part 1, Mindset is Everything, Chapter 10, I'm Running Out of Blessings. Life is hard, and sometimes it's hard to be optimistic, even when you're trying your best to stay positive and be grateful. My wife is one of those rare women who can still cook and bake from scratch. She's one of the few people I know who doesn't make cornbread out of a box. One day, in our earlier years of marriage, she made breakfast for us. It didn't take long before my face scrunched up and I had my finger in my mouth trying to figure out where the eggshell I was chewing on was. She apologized and said, "That's okay. I'm just glad I have food." I kept chewing, and after a couple of minutes, it happened again. This time my wife apologized, and I said, "That's okay. At least I have a good wife, and I'm able to sit here and eat breakfast with her." Was that the last time it happened? Nope. I did my best to be grateful for my food, but by this point, I was tired of eating eggshells for breakfast. It happened again, and she apologized. I said, "That's okay. At least there are other things on the plate that I'm able to enjoy." The fourth time it happened, she apologized, and instead of thinking about something positive to say, I told her, "I'm running out of blessings." We had a good laugh for the day and continued with our meal. It's easy to hit points in your life where you're trying to be grateful, but when you look around, it seems like all you're doing is chewing eggshells. You can either choose to live every day complaining about eggshells, or you can find things to be grateful for. Something I've done before that helps me to have a better outlook on life is what I call thank you walks. This is where I take time and think about what I'm grateful for. I've done this by myself, but I've also done this with my wife. One time, we spent a whole hour taking turns saying what we were grateful for while walking together. There's something about doing this that always left us with a deep sense of gratitude. If you're stuck at a point in your life where you feel like things are just tough, try this out. Do a thank you walk or a thank you drive. On your way to work, turn off the radio and just start thanking God for anything you can think of. The more you do this, the better your attitude will become. It will help you not to forget what you have today isn't guaranteed to be what you have tomorrow. Life is precious, but it's also fragile. The job you have today might be gone tomorrow. The health you enjoy today might be different tomorrow. The one you love most might not be there. Thank God every day for His blessings and provisions, no matter how you feel. Reflection questions. And remember that this is in your free resource guide. Make sure you download it now, before you continue, so you can get the most out of this book. These free resources are available to you at habitsforgrowth.com/bonus101. Reflection questions. 1. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being very ungrateful and 10 being extremely grateful, how would you say you rank in terms of being grateful for the blessings you have? 2. List 10 things you're grateful for. 3. Do a thank you walk, or invite a friend to join you for a thank you session, where you just go back and forth and just say what you're grateful for. Thanks so much for listening today. I sure do appreciate you.